But right now, we're going to lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, talk a little about the beautiful game. Our local club, Lane United, playing really well on the pitch in the thick of things, tied atop the standings with Victoria. Big match Friday and Sunday. Welcome in the managing director on Twitter. Follow along in reverse. Use the handle at Gallus Dave. Welcome in Dave Gallus. Dave, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for having me, Steve.
So two quick questions regarding the current World Cup. I know you got an awful lot going on. It's really time-consuming. Your engagement, how much you've been able to keep up, you know, how focused have you been able to be, or how much of the current Women's World Cup have you been able to see?
You know, the timing of the games isn't ideal for my work schedule, but I've been keeping up every evening, catching up on the games, watching a few on DVR, et cetera. So we're pretty current. Caught both the semifinal games the last 2 days as well.
Now, of course, as far as Team USA goes, they started to catch heat when they scored 13 goals against Thailand. Then yesterday, on the second goal, the striker, Alex Morgan, off a perfect feed, you know, she played the sipping tea routine, and a couple people got bent. You, somebody who's obviously heavily embedded in the sport, what do you make of all this, I guess, concern about how others celebrate at these big moments?
Well, you know, it's a World Cup, and every goal should be celebrated. As for the Thailand game, you know, I wasn't thrilled to see a 13-0 blowout at an event that's supposed to showcase the best teams in the world. There's obviously a big drop-off in talent and ability, et cetera, from some of the best countries in the world to the lower countries in the event. And I put the blame on FIFA for trying to expand the tournament too quickly. I think we saw the same thing last go-around at the Euros on the men's side when they expanded from 16 to 24 teams. You had some lesser teams just parking the bus, not trying to play, and I think the tournament suffered as a whole because of it. But, you know, that being said, you celebrate every goal at a World Cup, and I don't think Thailand had any ill will against the U.S. It was just other teams sort of chiming in that they maybe shouldn't have done that, et cetera. But I don't know. I think it's a lot. I think the celebrations are getting blown out of proportion a little too much, and we should focus on, you know, the play on the field and the structure of the tournament, and I think FIFA could do a better job in organizing these things, but no ill will against the players.
No, that's a good take. I was not aware about, not wired into what expansion does and obviously waters down the lower end of the field. Talk with Dave Gallus of Lane United. Actually, knowing you were coming on, I had a couple people contact me with questions. You're playing the home matches at Marist. Is there a timetable to move to the newly built, where Civic Stadium used to be?
The plan is next year. The field is going in later in August. Construction, I think, as everyone's been able to see driving past, is moving along nicely. At this point, Lane United is just waiting on the appointment of a new facilities director for ECA, so we can sort of sit down and hash out the details and nail down that contract and hopefully move in next year.
And another question. I feel like I'm a DJ again. I'm taking requests. the level you're at now, the league is USL 2. Is there any talk or anything in the works to move up to USL 1?
Absolutely. You know, our goal when we started this club 6 years ago was to move up to the USL. Since then, Civic Stadium burned down, and USL has expanded pretty dramatically. So the USL Championship is out of our reach, but certainly our goal all along is to be in the pro ranks. So we're just going to keep looking at opportunities on the business side, on the investment side, on the facility side, and see what we can do to bring pro soccer to the area.
All right, cool. So let's go to June 23rd. You dropped a match to the Sounders under 23 club, and then you had a big one last Friday at home, which has kind of been a rarity for you this season, against Victoria. Take us through what went well in the game and the lone tally, which provided the margin of victory.
Well, you know, in this division, I think it's been shown time and time again that the teams that play on a Friday night suffer on Sunday against the teams that were able to rest. And we've done it twice before, including that Sunday game in Seattle that we dropped. And, you know, the first loss that we had in TSS, we played Friday games where the other team was rested. And this time the tables were turned, and Victoria had a tough game in Salem against the Timbers U-23s, and we had a run out for our reserves, so our first team was rested. And, you know, it showed. We controlled most of the game. We should have put away more chances. But fortunately, Adon Garcia hit an absolute incredible goal. Took it from the sideline, curled it into the far post from the corner of the box, and 1-0 was all we needed.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, go to Dave's Twitter feed, because you posted the video of that goal. That was pretty sweet. Talking to Lane United FC. You know, real quick, one of the big plays in the Team USA win yesterday was the save on a penalty kick. But to relate it to you guys, the match before, your goalie apparently did the same, and from what I understand, kind of made a habit of these. What could you tell us about that? Because, I mean, I don't have to tell you, but even for the novice, saving a PK is one of the most difficult stops in the game.
Indeed. We gave away three penalties early on this season, and Albert Escalin stepped up and saved all three. We've gotten better on the defensive end, not giving away penalties, but unfortunately we did give away another one recently, but he did the same thing. So he's 4-for-4 on the season, hasn't given up a PK goal.
That's
incredible.
That's insane. That's like, yeah. I wouldn't even know how to draw a parallel. That's like being 4-for-4 on 60-yard field goals or something like that. So as I mentioned earlier, you've played 7 of 11 on the road. Now you're back in Eugene. You've got these last three games of the regular season at Marist. How big a deal is that, knowing with so much on the line, you don't have to travel?
It's huge. It's really big. You know, we put in the effort going on the road early. We got points on the road, which is crucial. And we haven't lost at home yet. So we're 3 wins, 1 draw, no losses at home, and we're in the best position we've ever been to make the playoffs. That being said, Calgary is defending national champs, and they're coming into town trying to reestablish that dominance, and they're gunning for us. So it should be a battle over Friday and Sunday.
Couple final thoughts for Lane United football club manager Dave Gallis. So, you know, if somebody asks me how do the MLB, NFL, NHL, and NFL playoffs work, I could do like a college thesis on it. But why don't you explain where you are and how the playoffs work in your league, the USL?
It's really straightforward. You know, unlike NCAA tournament or whatever else where there's a selection process and it's a big tournament, this is strictly the division winners in each conference move on to a conference championship that's played over 2 days. So you have 4 conferences in the country, 4 teams come out of each conference and battle it out for the conference winner over 1 weekend. The next weekend we have the national semifinals, and the weekend after that we have the championship game.
All right, and lastly, I always like to have you play marketing manager. We mentioned a huge weekend. You'll play 2 of your final 3 regular season games Friday and Sunday. So let the folks know when the games are and what you could tell us about your opponent, Calgary, and what kind of experience folks could expect when they come out to see your club play.
Well, Calgary's just been a dominant club, you know, in our division. That being said, it's probably the toughest division in the country, but somehow Calgary has always been able to just do that little bit extra to win the division. And last year they put all the pieces together, and like I said, they won the national championship. So a formidable opponent coming to town Friday night, 7 p.m. at Marist, and then again Sunday at 2 p.m. You know, it's one of these battles that you really look forward to at the beginning of the season. You hope to have prepared, put yourself in the right spot to just give yourself a chance, and we've done that this year. So hopefully we can pack the house, get some good home support. We got a little promo going on Sunday. We call it Champagne Sundays. And, you know, cheap mimosas and the champagne of beers. So hopefully we can get as many people out as possible rooting us on. And then we just have to take care of business in our final game against the Timbers U-23s next Friday.
Folks, he's Dave Gallus, manager of Lane United. On Twitter, follow him at Gallus Dave. For the team, it's at Lane United FC. Online, visit laneunitedfc.com. Dave, always great catching up. Enjoy the fourth, and best of luck in these two big matches this weekend.
Thank you so much, Steve. You too.
All right, take it easy.